2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Gandhi, Scary, Brody, Garrett,
yep.
Danielle,
hello.
Nate. You know I love you all, but I'm a little disappointed in each and every one of us.
Why?
We let the most important day of the year go by without recognition yesterday.
What?
Yesterday was National Meatball Day.
What in the hell?
Wow.
And you know how important meatballs are to us. And we let it go. We just flew right by it without it existing.
Can we circle back?
Yeah, meatballs
maybe
are so fabulous.
Well, I'm kind of shocked our biggest meatball in the room, Scary, didn't.
Scary.
You know, a few years back, we celebrated in a big way by inviting every meatball place in the tri-state area.
Never again.
New York City.
That was an amazing day.
Our living room was filled with stations of different places' meatballs.
I must say, look, I love meatballs, but I was repulsed by meatballs that day.
That was
it
amazing.
Smelled like meat for like 3 weeks.
Oh. Yes, it did.
Gandhi, you missed it.
So good.
Nope, I'm okay with that.
Remember your friend? What's her name?
Kim.
Oh, Kim. She had the best meatball.
Her big inside-out meatball.
Oh, that was incredible.
So, okay, let's talk about the meatball for just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Some argue, well, you know, it's basically just a little small round meatloaf. No, it's not. There is a difference. But they are sort of the same in their construction.
But some are far superior to others.
Yes.
There are some places where if you want to get the chopped meat to make your meatballs.
You mean ground beef?
The ground beef.
Yes.
Well, ground beef, sorry. It comes in three different ones in the same packaging. You get veal, pork, and beef. And you're supposed to mix them together with an egg and breadcrumbs and then throw whatever you want,
some
like
onions,
raisins and
whatever.
Nuts like Uncle Johnny does. And you either bake them or fry them. Right now, how do you do yours?
I fry mine.
You have to. That's how Grandma did it.
I fry mine, and then I let them finish in the sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Gandhi, if you made meatballs today, what would you make them out of?
Oh, can I make, like, a veggie meatball?
You can.
I would probably do that.
If you can make a veggie burger, you can make a veggie meatball.
Yeah, and I bet it would be good.
Mm-hmm. It's got meat in the name. You can't make a veggie meatball. You can make a veggie ball.
Don't hold me back, Brody.
But you can't put veggie in front of meat.
Stop crushing my dreams.
For once, I'm telling you, Brody's kind of accurate.
Yeah, make a veggie meatball.
The entire time we've been talking about this meatball, the only thing I can think is, what a weird word for a food that we all just say all the time, a meatball.
It basically describes what it is.
It is.
Great advertising.
But if you took that to anything else, like a meat sandwich, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
Right? But meatball, we all just accept it.
We do.
Okay.
We do. You know, as a kid, you know, I would eat cans and cans of, you know, Chef Boyardee with meatballs in them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, God.
SpaghettiOs.
The thought of eating that now is like, actually, I would try it, but you know, it's full of salt.
Well, I always just wonder, how do they make the meat last on a shelf? There's something about that
it's
makes me
preserved.
Uncomfortable.
Well, it's preserved.
It's vacuum packed. I had a can of Chef Boyardee meat ravioli last week. As a matter
of
fact.
Ravioli.
Yeah.
They have meatballs and ravioli in the same can?
No.
No,
but they Franco-American used to put little hot dogs in the SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, I could eat that.
That's a dish.
Yes,
so
Nate.
I don't know if you've ever done this being a cook or anybody, the chefs in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I went to visit my mom, she'll always make me one of my favorite meals, and she made me spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, love it.
And I get into the house, and she's throwing away a tray of meatballs. And I said, what are you doing?
What happened?
She goes, they didn't come out right. I don't want you to have them. She was throwing away these meatballs because they didn't come out right.
Yeah.
And I did try one, and to her credit, they weren't her usual meatballs.
No.
So rather than have us eat inferior meatballs, she just went and made another batch.
You know what? Meatballs are not that easy. It is a complex complex little dance of the ingredients.
Yeah.
I thought about breaking up with my boyfriend once because when we were dating, not current boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, when we were dating, I used to cook every single day because I thought he didn't know how. And then one day he made these meatballs that were the best meatballs I had ever tasted. And I was like, I should break up with you for lying to me all these years about your cooking ability.
Wow.
You just let me cook the whole time.
I know, but sometimes people can cook one dish really well and nothing else. Maybe
that's
his thing.
I think that might have been the case. But they were really good.
What's up, Brody?
My favorite aunt ruined her cooking career and hosting family gatherings forever because she messed up meatballs. So she had made meatballs one year for whatever holiday it was, and all of us ran to the garbage pail. We were all spitting them up. They were terrible. And so afterwards, she confided in us, or in my mom. She said, well, I didn't have enough ground meat, and so I had some liver in the refrigerator.
Oh.
And so she stretched the meat.
You had liver balls?
We had liver balls. That's what we, so we're like, oh, we're going to Aunt Liverball's house. So from that point on, we couldn't trust her to make anything because she messed up the meatballs by putting liver in them.
Oh, it's just did the that worst. On purpose.
The worst. Liver balls.
Is Froggy on with us? Froggy, are you there? No, Froggy's not on with us. I see him in the studio, but he's ignoring us. Mm-hmm. All right, back to meatballs. All right. I make really good meatballs. They're great.
I believe you. You make great food.
No, sometimes they come out really shitty, but my meatballs, I do okay with meatballs.
Mm. But where did you start cooking? Like, was it young? Because you've been a good cook as long as I've known you, but do you remember when you just started cooking? Because I'm a horrible cook.
I became a better cook than I used to be when I was as an adult. You know, I tell you what, watching the Food Network. That's where I learned how to cook.
I'm not allowed to cook in my house because the one time I tried to cook, I was just told to, what I heard was take the cheese and put it in the pot. That's what I heard.
I wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
That's what he heard.
What Allie said was put the pasta in the pot, not the cheese. So I put a thing of mozzarella in the pot and the cheese melted in the pot.
I mean, that's just common sense.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
Just kind of stupid.
But I don't know that. Wait,
you know, and that's okay. You don't have to be a good cook. You don't have to be.
If I offer to make dinner, the response is always, no, I don't want lasagna or chicken cutlets.
Can I tell one of your secrets, Elvis?
My what?
I went over to your place for dinner one night. Elvis invited me over, say, I'm cooking dinner. So I go there and you make, I think it was chicken par, whatever it was. It was something that you normally don't cook. And you told me at the end that it was your practice meal because you were cooking the same thing the next night for more important people. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Yeah. So you're like, at the end of the meal, you're like, hey, so how was it? I go, it was really good. He goes, okay, good. I got it right then. I'll do this tomorrow.
Okay, good.
So I was like the guinea pig.
If you're having
you
a lot of people.
Guinea pig.
No, if you're having a lot of people over and you're making something new, be careful. I would do a test run. I do the test runs a lot.
Definitely.
Sometimes you get the test runs. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Meatballs are great, but you have to be able to make sure they're moist. And so this is where the disagreements come in. So some people just put breadcrumbs in them. Some people, like me, I take bread and soak the bread in a liquid and then put that in there and mix it in and make a sludge. And that keeps it a little more moist.
Our family throws raw eggs in it.
No, I put eggs in there too.
Could you specify liquid?
Yeah.
What liquid?
You can.
You just said you soak it in a liquid.
Well, okay. So Ed, a good friend of mine who's very Italian, his grandmother, Italian grandmother, she would take stale loaves of bread, soak it in water, and then she would wring the water out of the bread, and then she would mix that in the meat, and it keeps them moist. I use buttermilk sometimes because it has a different level of flavor, like a little tang. Mm. And who doesn't love tang, Gandhi?
Everyone loves tang.
Some of us more than others.
Prefer to be referred to as a good cook, or should we call you a good chef? Is there like a?
I'm not a chef at all.
You're not a chef.
Not at all. Not a chef. Chef to me is a business thing, and cook is, you just throw some shit in a pan and it tastes good.
Okay.
I make mistakes all the time, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't seen that happen.
So when my wife Allie makes meatballs, she leaves a loaf of bread out for a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then she uses that as the breadcrumbs after leaving it out, getting a little stale, but not fully. And then that's how she makes it. But her grandmother just passed away last week. So we're cleaning out her house. We came across a freezer of frozen meatballs that she has made over the last 2 years. We're talking like maybe 200, 300 meatballs.
Wow, are they still good?
They've been deep... they were in the freezer, so yeah, they've been frozen after she made them. So
wow,
how long can a meatball last in a freezer?
That's pushing it.
I'm
going
to Google.
I don't know. It depends on how sealed they are.
Yeah,
I will tell you this though. Then this totally switches gears. I have friends who have lost parents or grandparents, and they will go to the freezer and find something they cooked, and they will have a gathering. That's probably the most amazing gathering. Let's have some of Grandma's meatballs.
Aww, I was just thinking that because on an episode of Big Bang Theory, when Howard's mother died, they went to the refrigerator and they had a ceremony to eat all of his favorite foods that she had put in the freezer.
Wow.
And I have it on my DVR from years ago. It's my favorite episode of Big Bang Theory.
3 to 4 months is what you're reading. 3 to 4 months for what?
Yeah, I think you got to get rid of those meatballs, Garrett. It said cooked meatballs can last in the freezer if properly stored for about 3 to 4 months.
Mm. But once they're frozen.
I'm still eating them.
Did she put the dates on them? She might have.
Yeah, no, everything's dated.
You're probably okay.
Yeah.
You seem to be fine to me.
How does the meatball know it's been 4 months? It's frozen.
Well, I think after a while, it could change the composition of something in there. I don't know. For instance, in August, which is how many months ago? 6 months ago?
A little more.
Chef Peter came to our house and made these huge vats of sauce. He made this spicy bolognese sauce. He made this other sauce. And it's been in my freezer. I pulled it out of the freezer and thawed it a little bit because we froze it when it was fresh. And took off a chunk of the ice and put the rest of it back in. Made it. It's perfect. Tastes great.
It? That's great.
Okay. It was great. Hmm. I don't think you're going to get poisoned from it.
Probably
it
not.
It just maybe taste a little off.
Didn't taste off at all.
No, that's good.
I know where you can get meatballs to go with that sauce.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Come on over.
It's people who get married and they eat the top of their wedding cake a year later.
Oh, I did.
By the way.
It tastes like crap.
It did. It tastes like, you don't eat the whole thing.
Tastes like freezer burn crap.
Yeah, you take a little taste and then you go, ugh.
Elvis, are you going to do that with Alex?
It's just really a thing.
Do what with Alex?
Put him in the freezer, eat him later?
You know,
that's how I met him.
About a month ago, a month and a half ago, I had my birthday party at this place for, we were doing Super Bowl at the same time, and they wheeled out this huge cake. I cut it up into huge quarters, put it in aluminum foil. It is in my freezer
right
now.
Wait. What birthday party? Because none of us were invited to a birthday
party. Yes, you were. It was the Super Bowl. But anyway, the point is, I don't know how long I'm going to leave that cake in there. You know, it's my birthday cake.
It should be done.
I wasn't able to eat it at the time, but now I'm allowed to. See? Oh. But I'm a little frightened by it.
I don't know. I'm thinking of this podcast. Is this podcast interesting?
Sure. I think so.
Absolutely.
Who's going to have meatballs today? I'm going to make up for lost meatball time and have some meatballs today.
I think I may get some right now.
I'm going to go search for a veggie meatball just to spite Brody. I know that
not
exists.
A veggie meatball.
It's
a veggie
I know ball. It exists.
Yeah, veggie meatball doesn't make sense.
No.
Meatballs don't bring back memories. I just remember getting up on a Saturday morning and my grandmother's kitchen, and you see it frying in the pan, and you see it and you hear it sizzling. And then I'd go in, I go, Grandma, can I have one yet? And she goes, not yet, Danny. And then later on, she'd go, okay, I'm almost ready to put it in the sauce. And she let me have one right before she put it in the sauce.
See? Meatballs take you back to your childhood.
Yeah.
There are so many veggie meatballs.
I see.
They're veggie balls.
You can find
balls.
Anything on the internet. Doesn't mean it's right.
Looking no, up
online.
There's a lot.
Fake news.
Plastic meatless meatballs.
Meatballs doesn't make sense.
Yes. Amy's meatless meatballs.
They're not meatballs, though.
Meatless meatballs.
I would try Amy's, though, because Amy's does a lot of good stuff.
I don't trust this Amy.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why.
She makes good pizza.
She really does.
Everything, though. She makes pizza. She makes Indian food.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
makes American food. She can't be good at all of it. Mm-hmm. One of them's got to be
so
lacking.
So far, everything's been good.
It's always better to make it yourself, but if you don't have time, you throw Amy in the oven.
How do you guys feel about vegan cheese? Have you had vegan cheese?
It's not bad.
Then it's not cheese.
I like it.
Good.
Not
I
cheese.
Like it. It's crushed cashews and almond and things like
it call can, it. Well, that. That can be cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese is a formation of different things that come together to make that glob. Look, you know,
milk.
I love cashew cheese. Or as Scary calls it, cashew cheese.
It's so good. I've had some. If I put some cheddar vegan cheese in front of you, you would never
know.
Wait,
can you bring me in some?
Not
yet. Because I've always wanted to try it because I think
life changing.
It doesn't melt as easily, does it?
No. I use it as a dip form.
I need a good one.
I got one for you.
Okay, I want to try it.
There's this place I go to all the time. I'm telling you.
Whole Foods.
And by the way, you know they're not a sponsor because they didn't name them.
Yeah.
Amy makes vegan meatballs. This Amy, I'm telling you.
Hopefully liar.
She's into a lot of
and
stuff.
By the way, Amy is not a sponsor. We just actually happen to like Amy. Is there really an Amy?
I'm Googling Amy.
If Amy was smart, she'd be up here sponsoring.
Yeah, exactly.
Amy. Write us a check,
I'm waiting
Amy.
For them to make broccoli out of meat. Oh, this meat tastes, they made it, it tastes just like broccoli. But it's always the other way around, which means meat's better.
I just sent a text to Alex as we're going back and forth about some home projects we're doing. And for some reason, my microphone turned on, and I just sent him a text that said, broccoli out of meat.
Play it out. See what he says.
Oh, yeah, we'll wait and see.
Amy doesn't even cook her food.
Who cooks
Sorry.
It?
Amy was the daughter of Andy and Rachel Berliner, and they named the company after her.
What credibility does she have
None.
Now?
Looks like a couple of hippies.
Well, I know, but Wendy never cooked
thing.
The food.
Right. Dave Thomas named it after his daughter. That happens all the time.
She's a little redhead, Pippi Longstocking girl.
Right. They named vegetables meat, so who can trust these people?
I take back my distrust of Amy, and I say, Rachel and Andy Berliner, I don't trust you.
We have a Berliner that works here, Scott. Maybe they're related.
Maybe.
All right, so meatballs. Who's having meatball today?
I am that meatball hero.
Meatball hero?
Meatball hero.
That's a great way to deliver the meatballs. Anyone?
I just like them on a plate.
Hey, what's that pizza place behind the radio station?
Oh.
They have the Luigi's.
They have those little meatballs they put on pizza. It's really good.
That place has everything. Even their salad is amazing.
I haven't had Luigi's in years.
They have a chickpea salad that's amazing.
Oh, my God. This podcast is making me hungry.
With the food.
Damn it to hell.
Don't you have a workout coming up?
15-minute meatball
show. I'm going to work out and go eat me a meatball with no vegetables in it. Thank you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.